Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. And now, here's your host, Rick Ingram.
Guys, welcome back to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. We got more strangers for you. It's going to get stranger and stranger. And this is no exception to that rule. Our special guest stranger, the legend, Christian Lee Cones. Give it up for Christian Lee Cones. Oh, there he is. Fuck yeah. I like that. Fancy.
The bow.
Gave me a bow and everything.
Also, do I get to keep this?
Yeah, that's for you.
Oh, my God. Y'all got a budget.
It's a children's large. I hope it fits.
Me too.
All right. So, Christian, by the way, Christian Cones. That's for real your name?
Yeah, Christian Cones. Christian Lee Cones. Yeah.
Obviously, the Lee is
I feel
there.
Like the Lee, it's like Sarah Jessica Parker. We got to go like Christian Lee.
Listen,
Jones.
I'm not sure that it's like Sarah Jessica Parker. When I hear Lee in the middle name, there's three names that always make me think serial killer. Lee, Wayne, and Gary.
Okay. I mean, I can see where you're
going. If you have one of those three, obviously, if your middle name's Lee, you're Southern.
Indiana. Yeah.
Yep.
Does that fit?
Yeah, Indiana is as south as it gets. I always look at things from the perspective of Michigan. So,
right.
Yeah, Indiana is definitely Southern. Christian Cones, by the way, you should have had like an ice cream truck in Tennessee.
Why?
Christian Cones would sell.
Oh yeah.
People would come. They would be like, "Yeah, I want fucking ice cream. I want Christ." Are you religious?
No. Recently not. Recently converted out.
You were religious.
Yes.
But you're no longer religious.
Yes.
You're super religious.
Do we have anybody from the Assemblies of God branch?
Hold on. Is that really a thing?
Yeah. It's huge. Huge back home.
So Assemblies of God.
Yeah.
And they're what? Like weirdo Baptists or something?
They're like, they're Christians.
Yeah.
You know?
How did you get out?
Me trying to be politically correct.
Yeah.
They're Christians. How did I get out?
Yeah.
I moved to California.
That was it?
Yeah, just moved to LA.
Dude, so smart. Listen, if anyone is trapped in a religion, come to California. We will get you out. You're gonna have to deal with homeless people wandering the streets. But you're not going to have to deal with people talking Christ.
Right. No Holy Spirit.
Yeah. None.
None.
All right. And you are on a show called The Courtship.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Do we know about this?
Yeah, right. How's the marketing doing on it?
Yeah. You know, I could talk to some ad guys I know. They don't do much. I know this. There's this one guy, Skyler. You guys a total bullshitter. So what is The Courtship? Is this a reality show?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So basically The Courtship is, you know, have you guys ever seen like Bridgerton?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty much Bridgerton in real life. There is a heroine and there are 16 suitors courting her, competing for her love in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, England. And fuck here?
Yeah, you can say cool. Fuck as much as you
Beep
want.
Beep it out, please.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty much, that's it. So it's like, we lived like a Bridgerton fairy tale in real life.
And you're trying to pick up a British chick?
She is actually American.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Now that I just explained the entire show, I'm like, wait, what did I just do?
Why is it in England? Who knows? It's smart though, because like, and this is my personal belief. You guys obviously don't have to agree, but to me, the most attractive British woman, Mrs. Doubtfire. They're not an attractive people, the Brits. I've been explaining this to people for a long time and they get kind of offended, but they have very inbred faces, the British. I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this.
I have to plead the fifth.
Yeah. All right, so so this is basically Fancy the Bachelor.
Fancy the Bachelor.
Yeah,
it's a way bigger budget.
Way bigger budget. Do they dress you up in like traditional English?
Yeah, so basically we wore clothes from the 1800s. We lived in the 1800s actually, like really,
for
real.
That's the premise?
Yeah.
They make you pretend like you're courting someone in the 1800s.
No, we actually courted somebody in the 1800s.
Damn. All right, so you show up every day and you're like, I'll give you a farm.
A what?
That's how you say farm in British.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In British.
And you go, jolly good, would you like some sheep with your farm? And then she is, you know, wet as hell when she hears that.
She's just going crazy.
Yeah, she knows exactly what's going on. So tell us the worst thing about the other contestants on the show.
The other contestants? Yeah. Oh, my God, you're really looking for hot tea here.
Yeah, we're trying to get word out.
You know what it is?
Show. Yeah.
I think sharing a bathroom with those dudes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're pretty decent looking on camera, but that ass stank. And in my room specifically?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say this?
Yeah, listen, a lot of people...
I'm like looking for...
You're looking around.
Abby, I'm like, Abby, am I allowed to say this?
We're talking about reality
let's
stars,
get real.
Butthole smelling.
Exactly.
And you guys just sat there like, yeah, hear this every day.
So, my room
yeah.
in the cottage of the castle...
How many dudes are they putting in a room?
So, there were 16 suitors.
Okay.
And my room was next to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And...
Lucky.
Like, you know, all those dudes are like brothers to me, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
But like...
A lot of people don't like their brothers, so that's okay.
And it's like, you know, that we all shared that brotherly stank.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I know for sure. Do you got brothers?
I do.
Okay, I'm sure you guys just blow ass around each other just all day, right?
Listen, I blow ass in
front
of anybody
at any time. That's a brotherly thing.
Yeah.
And I would say having to sniff everybody's ass was the worst part.
Yeah,
like that was part of the courting.
Yeah, listen, if you want to get a date with a chick in England, you got to sniff dudes' buttholes. Period. A lot of people don't understand how dating works outside of America. Apparently, so all right, this show is on Peacock. Is that right?
Yeah, it's right. on Peacock and on Wednesday nights. Now it's on USA at 11 p.m.
How do you get on this show? How did you personally get on the courtship?
So I saw the opportunity and I was like, yo, this is, I have like been quarantined for so long. Do you
have an agent or a manager that hooks you up with this?
No.
Or is this like
a
Craigslist thing?
Just because I live in LA doesn't mean I have a manager.
Okay.
But yeah, I just kind of came across it and I was like, wow, that kind of, you know, that checked all my boxes. And
yeah.
I was like, you know. This doesn't require a subscription.
Yeah,
I'm going to do it.
What were the boxes exactly? American chick.
Hot American chick.
Free
food.
Sniff. Dude's ass is stinking.
Free food. And I think really just an entire experience, like just going and traveling for love and seeing what happens.
And so it's one girl, 16 dudes.
I mean, yeah, she has a council. She has her mom, she has her best friend, and her dad. I don't know, like, I mean.
So they help her choose.
What is it?
They're helping her choose.
They're helping her choose, exactly.
So even if, like, she sees you and she's like, this is the dude for me. If dad isn't into you, he's telling her, don't fuck with this guy.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Possible. You have to watch.
We don't want to give too much away.
I mean, that could happen. Possibly.
Let me ask you this. Her dad's ass. Did it stink?
Did it stink?
Yeah, it probably did.
I think I unfortunately never had the pleasure of sniffing it.
Smart. Good answer. This guy's quick with it. You lived in Brazil as a teenager.
Yeah.
And you were on...
You don't even want to know that story. That's where the tea's at. The tea is not with the TV show. The tea is honestly with everything, you know, leading up to that.
You were on a dating show there called... Namoro com gringo.
Namoro com gringo, yeah.
And that means dating the white boy.
Dating the white boy. It is what it is. Yep.
Listen, this sounds racist, and I am not okay with this show existing at all. Can you imagine if we went the other way?
Do we get the mic for that? Like, do we get to?
I feel like if we had a show called Dating the Brown Guy...
Oh, yeah. I could see where you're coming from. Yeah.
Then people would be very upset about it. But again, we're taking shot at whites. Perfectly fine, I guess.
But it's a white guy from Indiana, so it's probably
right.
Well-deserved.
Were you the only American on that show?
Yeah.
All right. So
it was all in Portuguese.
It was all in Portuguese.
Yeah.
Do you speak Portuguese?
Yeah.
Why do you speak Portuguese?
That's where I was. That's where I was trying to get you to go.
Okay.
So basically,
by the way, nice lead in.
There we go.
Nice.
Like here's the treat.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, I grew up with a single dad, you know, mom, she dipped out like real young. She's like, not doing all these dirty diapers.
You know,
yeah. I need to go live my home.
Well,
life,
you're not
going
to believe it, but she's here tonight. Bring out mom. Oh no.
Mom, where are you?
Never mind. She didn't show up again. What a bitch. Sorry about this, Christian. It gets a little awkward. We booked her. She said she was going to be here. Not a disappointment that you are unaware of. So,
dude, good thing I have a good therapist.
Yeah.
But anyways, so, yeah.
Single dad.
Grew up. I have like three siblings. We grew up on like ramen, Doritos, everything that causes like diabetes. And
whoa, shots taken. I'm a type 1 diabetic.
Yes. Lots of sugar. Lots of everything that I like.
Typical dad who doesn't know how to fucking cook a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this is where it gets juicy.
Yeah.
When I was 14, he met this Brazilian woman off of the internet.
Yeah.
And like a ChristianMingle.com type of situation.
Okay.
So basically they Skype every day for, you know, like a year. And neither of them speak each other's language. So they're like just copy and pasting like Google Translate.
Right.
Yeah. Which doesn't work
that well anyway, but.
So like they would like argue, but like copy pasting and stuff. And so
they're legitimately
healthy.
Yeah. They're basing this solely on looks.
They
are attracted
pixelated
to each other. And they're like, yeah, this could work even though we cannot communicate with each other at all.
But in the name of Jesus.
Right. It's a Christian thing.
Quick question. Was assemblyofgod.com like not up and running at the time?
I don't think they. No. This was back in 2014. I don't know. No, 2014? No, 2012. 20-something. 20. A long time ago. Back before that was an actual domain. Okay. So basically.
In Assembly of God, are they anti-fucking?
Before marriage.
So no fucking before marriage, but once you get married.
To a woman.
Right.
Right. Okay. So anyways, moving forward.
All right.
I hope I don't get in trouble for any of this.
No. No, no one's going to see this. You're all right.
Abby. Yeah, right?
Yeah. You're going to be fine.
The one guy who was jogging today.
Yeah.
He goes down to Rio where she's located.
Okay.
And he proposes because makes sense.
Yeah.
And
he wants to fuck is what's going on.
I mean, ask him.
Yeah.
But.
Well, he's here. Bring on that. Oh.
Come on, Dad.
I don't know why.
And basically she says yes. They try to bring her, you know, back over to the homeland. And it's a no-go with the embassy.
They're not cool with it.
Mm-mm, they said, not today.
What year is this?
This is 11 years ago. What is that? Like 2011-ish?
Yeah.
Ish. And so, you know, my dad comes up with this brilliant idea because I think the embassy at this point like was thinking it was like a mail order bride situation.
Okay.
So my dad's like, oh, I'm going to drop my son off in Brazil to go live with this lady from the internet so we can prove to the embassy that we're a real family.
Yeah.
So my dad just like picks me up like a little claw machine, drops me off in like the favelas of Rio de Janeiro. And that is where
you learned Portuguese.
I learned Portuguese.
Yeah.
And it was one of those situations where it's like, if you want to eat, you got to speak. So.
Right.
And now I'm just this white corn-fed guy who's just randomly fluent in Portuguese.
Yeah, that's wild. Because, you can clap for that.
Thank you. I've never had a clap for that.
Yeah.
This is an honor.
Nor should you clap for that. The Portuguese really peaked in about the 1400s. And I think it's time that someone talk about it. And we need to stop acting like there's still a culture that we should respect. The Brazilians, on the other hand, they're putting it out there, man. Those guys know how to party.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Have you ever done cocaine in South America?
I wish I could put that on my resume, but no, not yet.
Yeah. You got to get into that. Just something to think about. Popping pimples is your guilty pleasure.
How'd you know that?
It says it on the sheet of paper that someone handed to me. So you enjoy popping pimples.
Yeah, and I say that proudly with my chest. Like, if there's anybody that, you know,
has a pimple?
That has a pimple, come forward. But also, like, you know, if you're not okay with that, feel free to leave.
Come on down.
Yeah, well, we got pimples here. Wouldn't it be something if we just had, like, 15 teenagers and we made him pop their pimples for the next 10 minutes? Don't look uncomfortable, man. Someone would get a boner because of this conversation.
Creepy
somewhere.
Mike.
Yeah.
Popping pimples on a
creepy
podcast.
Mike's like, did you say teenagers? obviously you start by popping your own pimples.
Right. And I love how we just jump from like Brazil, Portuguese, like Christian mingle to just pimples are life.
Yeah, I don't get this beforehand, so I'm reading it down and then I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
Right.
Popping pimples. I guess everyone enjoys popping pimples, other than they seemed very uncomfortable about it. First time you popped a pimple, tell us about the joy.
I gotta say, the Holy Spirit rushed through me.
Yeah,
it was exhilarating.
I'm you know what? I'm starting to think maybe you didn't wander too far from Christianity.
My name is literally Christian.
I know it's hard to conceive the thought of you leaving yourself, because that's essentially what you did.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
What's your least favorite religion?
Oh, my God. I would say probably, like, TikTok, hipsters.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, like, modern-day religion now.
In a lot of ways, it is. What generation are you? Are you Gen 90, Z?
I was born in 96.
96?
I know. I just got onto skincare resumes and stuff. I know I look older.
Wow. No, I mean,
I'm just now using sunscreen. I know it's bad. I'm pink. I'm really pink.
Listen, man, you were, for the love of God, you were on Namoro Com Gringo, all right?
Hey, that wasn't bad. That was a good accent.
I rolled my R's because I'm from Kansas, and I get it.
I have a question.
Bingo is your favorite sport. Is that correct? Wait, hold on. You have a question?
Oh, yeah. No, I wanted to go back to the courtship, if that was
it. Yeah, yeah.
I just want to know, did you have to wear clothing that was from the 1800s as well?
Yeah. So when I say like we were fully immersed in the 1800s, I mean, literally, I was cut off from society, you know, my phone, Instagram,
electricity.
What? And I was, you know, I had to dress like George Washington every day. And while trying to like convince this girl that I'm hot.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, listen, GW used to fuck. All right. That guy was the first president of America, all right? That dude was out there fucking, you know, squirting that Star Spangled
Banner. He's giving me big dick energy.
Yeah, he had huge dick energy. Just to fucking walk up to King George and just fucking dick slap him the way GW did.
Did we learn that in social studies?
Listen, a lot of people think there was never an actual meeting where George Washington mushroom printed the King of England. But I'm 100% positive about this. This is something I'm not confused about. And strangely enough, Abraham Lincoln did it again about 100 years later.
I'm not surprised. That's so on brand for the founding fathers.
Yeah, it really is.
Courtship clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So they dress you up fancy.
Yeah.
And the dame is also dressed up fancy,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, dressed like a queen. And pretty much like, if you're kind of wondering, like, what that was like, it was, like, wedgies every day.
Yeah.
Itchy butt crack.
Yeah.
Everything was, like, made out of wool. Everything was, like, handmade. And, like, one of the plus, like, things is that, like, we had, like, this flap that we could just, it was, like, right? Yeah. you got one of these? Yeah. And it was like you just gotta lift down and you could just freely just, you know, piss.
Yeah.
And
is this on the show?
I don't know yet, because it's still airing.
Fuck yeah. Keep your eyes out for pissing, everyone.
Yeah, well, yeah, keep your eyes out for me pulling my flap down. But also I feel like one of the other downfalls is like those pants, like, they don't, I feel like everybody's butt looks like soggy oatmeal, and
yeah,
I'm saying that like even about myself.
You're saying in these clothes, Or you're saying in general you think everyone's ass is like soggy oatmeal.
In these clothes on the courtship.
Okay.
Everybody's butt looks like soggy oatmeal.
Yeah.
Or porridge, as they would say.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was really where I was trying to like.
Full circle.
Okay, so you said that you have no electricity. I know that they're not filming you 24 hours a day. What the fuck did you do on your off time?
Yeah.
Sniff ass.
That's it.
Okay. Sorry, ass.
No. Let me give you a more politically correct answer. No, we were honestly sniffing ass, actually.
Yeah,
now that I think about it. Yeah. Yeah.
There's not much going on, probably.
No, honestly, there wasn't really much. You know, what are you going to do at a castle?
Do you have books that you can read?
Like ancient books, like castle books, and like
castle books.
Like social studies was my least favorite like subject, so I wasn't really reading.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let me ask: Did you look at Christian and go, "I bet that guy's a reader"?
That hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt.
It was intended to hurt.
Hey, dude. I speak another language.
I know.
Like,
listen, but you only speak Portuguese because your father abandoned you after your mother abandoned you.
After my mom did.
Yeah. They better let you hook up with this chick from the courtship after everything you've been through. By the way, you've kind of got like Gen Z McConaughey vibes going for you.
Oh my God! Thank you.
Yeah, right.
I'll take it. Shit, that I wasn't even expecting that. I'll take that though.
Yeah, so I'll sandwich method you. I'll give you some compliments, and then I'll throw the meat of insult in the middle. You know, it's like my God, this guy. Who is that, McConaughey? What a fucking idiot.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to know, like, were there any like activities that you had to impress her, like riding horses?
Yeah. Do they make you churn butter?
Yeah.
Like ancient shit that you had to do?
Lots of ancient shit. Yeah. So part of the whole process, like we had to learn how to write, you know, like a fancy cursive, like calligraphy, you know, with like a quill and pen.
I know,
and
calligraphy.
Stuff, right?
I was not born in 1996.
You know, like a fancy.
You have to write letters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so back.
Extra loops on the letters, Sarah. That's what he's talking about. The way you used to write in grade school.
So there was no print allowed. Everything was cursive, like a fancy, nice cursive. Killed it.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, if you see episode 1, I really killed my letter.
Nice.
And, you know, we learned how to dance. We learned how to waltz. You know, I think I heard one of the dudes, like, earlier saying, you know, something about waltzing. My ears like lit up. I was like, oh my God, like I know how to do that.
Right.
I was like, I know how to do that. And honestly, I don't know how to do it. I look like I know how to do it, but I'm so bad at it that I'm just like, you know what? These people don't know how to waltz. So I'm just going to say I know how to waltz,
right.
But it's actually like, I was probably like one of the worst dudes that knows how to do it.
And women are so good at leading now. So like, it doesn't matter, right?
True. Yeah. I want to see you lead like a 6'4", 230 pound dude though.
Is that you?
I thought
you're 6'4".
It's definitely not you.
No,
this is definitely not you.
I'm 5'11", about 172.
Same.
Yeah. Just in case anyone's interested, you know. And I am a type 1 diabetic, so.
My God.
Come and get some of that sugar dick. You know what I'm saying? I don't honestly know what that means exactly, but
either do I, dude. Yeah. I have to sit next to you.
I know. It's very awkward sometimes for all my guests.
So we did. I had to learn how to like ride a horse English 1800 style, like a Regency style.
What's the difference?
I don't really, you know, just honestly a lot of things are different.
Yeah.
I smash my nuts a lot during that process.
That's how we do it still today.
Yeah. Well, then I think I got the basics down.
Nice.
Just
yeah,
make sure you leave the horse in pain.
Yeah. That's every man I've ever met, I think. Horseback riding is a terrible thing. If anyone here is into horseback riding, just get the fuck out of the room right now.
But in the 1800s, did they have saddles? Like, was it saddles, no saddles?
Are you raw dogging on
the
horse?
Was I raw dogging a horse?
Things
that I never thought would ever come out of my mouth.
I know a director that would like to film you raw dogging
a horse. Oh, no, not that Zach dude.
Listen, Zach wants to do the raw dogging.
Oh my God.
He's so good. Projects.
I think there was a saddle. Now that I'm not just, I can't even remember now. My nuts hurt.
Yeah. Christian is not here to give your fantasies a fucking ride, all right? He just rides however they tell him to ride. Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah. And so if you win this show, what do you get? You get the girl? Do you get a prize? Do you get money?
The girl is the prize.
I would argue that money is better.
Oh, my God. You're in a really shitty marriage, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't. This girl might be something special, but money buys a lot of special girls.
A lot of Arby's.
A lot of Arby's?
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Yep.
A lot of people don't realize that England in the 1800s had a lot of Arby's. That's
I thought
that's
we were talking present day.
Oh, no. No, I'm talking about having the meats back in a more, a specialer time. You get a beef and cheese in like 1860?
Beef and cheddar.
Beef and cheddar?
Beef and cheddar.
Nice, dude. Listen, someone who corrects me on...
Arby's etiquette?
Yeah, the actual Arby's title is someone who's from Indiana. You know what I'm saying? You might have had to go to Brazil, but you never took your heart out of America.
Mm-hmm. No. And never voted for Trump either.
You never voted for Trump?
No, I didn't. Nope.
All right. Well, that's not
I
cool.
Just, you know, I just had to make sure that, you know, Indiana, the Arby's, it was going down a certain sort of stereotypical path.
Yeah. It literally, anyone who loves Arby's 100% loves Trump. That's a fact. 100%.
There's hey, never that been, hurt. That
there's
hurt.
Never been someone, like, do you really like Arby's?
Yeah. It's fine dining.
It is fine dining. Listen, it sounds like you spent some time in medieval England. Am I right about this?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they don't understand spices yet still.
Yeah. a fucking child in his 20s.
That's about right.
Have you, the other male contestants on this show, how many of them are British?
Yeah, I mean, you got to watch. There's just things that I can't say yet.
Listen, man, I'm not watching. This show.
Okay. Well, in that case, meet me in the back and I'll tell you the exact number.
All right, you give me the scoop off camera.
Jesus Christ.
I want them to watch, obviously. The people at home are going to watch the courtship. This doesn't sound like my cup of tea, though, is what I was getting at. And I say that because it's a British saying. You see how I worked that in there, Sarah?
He's good.
Yeah, I got cup of tea in. I've been waiting. I've been waiting all night to drop that heat. So what? Your father, does he live here now?
Where?
Did he ever move to Brazil?
No.
So she eventually came here.
Yeah, she's out there
here.
Living.
She's living in Indiana.
Yeah.
Living the dream. What does she think of America?
She thinks everything's spicy.
What?
Yeah, she, like one time we went through the McDonald's drive-thru and she was complaining about how the cheeseburger was spicy. And I was like, this is literally fake, so I don't know how it could be spicy. Yeah. And
you're
like,
there's not even meat in
this
cheeseburger.
Uh-uh. So then, yeah, and then after that, I just kind of left.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I love the idea of anyone moving to Indiana and being like, I wish the food wasn't so spicy. What is this, hot sauce? What is this, Taco Bell? What did she get at McDonald's that was so spicy?
Well, you know, because my family is so classy. Literally just a dollar cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, you're telling us a lot about your upbringing.
Arby's, I know.
McDonald's value menu.
Mm-hmm.
What did you eat when you were in Brazil?
Well, I didn't. Like, when I first got there, because everything was, like, such a, like, a culture shock, that I was like, ew, no. And then I eventually was like, oh, man, I got
to
survive.
I have to eat something.
Yeah, so it was, like, beans and rice for every meal, and then, like, the meat was switched out every, like, meal. So it was, like, bean, rice, and then, like, meat. Like,
pork or beef.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Whatever, chicken. What was the Namoro com Gringo? Mm-hmm. What was the premise of that?
What was the when I was 18,
which
I did.
Was like 4 years ago or something.
It was like yeah. my skincare regimen is really working.
Nice,
then. Yeah, I was thinking about not putting on my creams before coming, but I did. I'm glad I did. But yeah, so it was like pretty much like the Brazilian version of The Bachelor.
Okay.
And I was the white guy.
You were the white?
Oh, you were the one they were competing for.
I was the princess. That. Yes.
So,
yes. So competing had, for all this.
You had a lot of chiquitas trying to get your banana. Is that what we're hearing?
Oh.
Is that not an appropriate?
You realize that's Spanish, right?
Yeah.
No.
All right, just checking.
Yeah, obviously. I didn't say it in Brazilian because I'm not racist. So clear. By the way, it's honestly bullshit that Brazil just fucking ripped off Portugal's language. You know what I'm saying? Like, here in America, we came here, we started our own shit, man. I speak fluent American, through and through.
American.
None of that British bullshit. The food on the courtship, do they feed you traditional 1800s British food?
I mean, honestly, I think the thing is with England, I think it's just been consistent since the history of time. You know what I'm saying?
It's just plain.
It's always been fish and chips. It's always been like Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah.
That was, oh my God, that was me with an English accent.
I honestly thought
that almost sounded Caribbean.
Shepherd's pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the American version. And I gotta say, I was dumping any sort of sauce I could find.
Yeah.
I just, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I was in England like maybe 5-6 years ago, and probably the worst food of anywhere on the planet. It's fucking gross. No, I mean, England is fucking gross. I don't care if anyone has a problem with that either. We fucking handled that shit in 1776, and we're not going back now. USA, USA. Mexicans, join in. USA, USA.
He's so terrified.
Dude, I'm like, I'm just trying to make sure.
How excited are you?
I don't get in trouble for laughing.
Yeah. Listen, the point of this show is to try and get as many reality shows canceled as possible.
Oh, my God. Done.
So we've got a shot. I think Peacock's letting things play out, so I think it's going to be good. Mm-hmm. They got the courtship, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with those two, that's pretty good.
So we should be good.
Tune in. All right, is there anything else you want to promote other than the courtship on Peacock?
Besides Arby's, I would say I would love to, courtship.
Do you have social media that you want to promote?
I mean, I'll drop it. I'm not that kind of guy. Yeah. You know, I just got done living out like in a castle with no social media, but I'll drop it.
You're back in the world.
Christian Lee Cones is, that feels so weird to say.
This
is my first time actually dropping that.
Yikes.
Christian Lee Cones. And yeah, the courtship airs on Wednesday nights on USA Network at 11 p.m. Then it drops on Peacock the next day. You know, you could watch it on Hulu too if you want.
USA Network, that's great.
USA!
Yeah,
USA.
There we go. USA! USA! USA. I can't believe I'm participating. Yeah.
Check out the courtship followed by a brand new La Femme Nikita only on USA. Thank you for being here, Christian. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing along. I hope you win. I hope you win.
I hope I do too.
I don't interview losers on this show, period. Thanks for checking us out, guys. Keep listening, subscribe, all that good stuff. And thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Christian.
Thank you, brother.
If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please DM IngramPod on Twitter. That's IngraHam Pod on Twitter. Special thanks to The Comedy Store and to Brian Rips for the dope-ass music.